Dennis Anderson is on the phone with us now to find out more. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, good morning, Jess.
Now, where does greyhound racing sit legally in New South Wales at the moment? There was a very short-lived decision to ban greyhound racing back in 2016, but where are we sitting at the moment?
Okay, so the government overturned that ban, and where we're sitting at the moment is that the government is giving $41 million over 5 years to the greyhound racing industry to prop the industry up.
Right. And what does propping the industry up mean? What does that entail?
It entails spending money on, first of all, the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission. So there was about $8 million to be spent to set that up and have that conduct its business. And the aim of the commission is to create the impression amongst people that the government is serious about cleaning up the greyhound industry. Mm. The remaining money is being spent on upgrading tracks. Now, some tracks have actually had up to $750,000 of taxpayer money spent on them to upgrade them.
Wow, that's a huge amount of money.
Yes, that is a huge amount of money. And I'm sure that the taxpayers of New South Wales are unaware that their tax money is propping up an industry that thrives on cruelty and criminality.
Now, in the intro there, we mentioned that when a greyhound is too slow to race, it is either disappeared or rehomed. What does it mean to disappear a greyhound?
Okay, so at the moment, greyhounds are placed on what's known as the racing register. And they stay on that racing register as long as they're being trained to race or they're actually racing. And that racing register can be checked up by the Welfare and Integrity Commission. So they can actually go and inspect dogs that are on that register. Now, when a dog retires, it transfers from the racing register to the companion animals register. Mm. Now, the companion animals register, if you own a cat or a dog, your dog or cat will be on the companion animals register with the local council.
Yes.
Now, there's nobody tracking when a dog goes from the racing register to the companion animals register. And what we've identified is that when dogs are transferred from the racing register to the companion animals register, they disappear because nobody has the authority to go and check on the well-being of that dog unless a member of the public sees cruelty going on and then complains to the RSPCA.
Wow. So there's no follow-up in between those two spots where the dog can be?
That's right. There's no follow-up at all. Now, our concern is that when a dog goes onto the companion animals register, that's when it disappears.
Mm.
Now, when we say disappear, there's on average about 5,000 dogs bred in New South Wales every year over the past 10 years. There's only been, on average, about 1,500 to 2,000 dogs adopted over the past 10 years. So we want to know what's happening to the dogs that aren't adopted.
The other 3,000.
Where are they going? And that's why they're the dogs we call the disappeared dogs, because nobody is tracking them, and we suspect that they are being killed.
Gosh, that's a horrific thought to have to consider. How is it then that taxpayers are ending up picking up the cost for rehousing greyhounds?
Well, the taxpayers at the moment are only picking up the tab via the money that the government gives to the greyhound racing industry.
That you mentioned before.
Yes, that's right. And then the greyhound racing industry funds an organisation called Greyhounds as Pets.
Mm.
Now, the role of Greyhounds as Pets is to take an ex-racing dog and then test it for suitability. And if they deem it to be suitable, they can then put that up for adoption.
Mm.
Now, one of the things that there are a number of private rescue organisations as well.
Yes.
Greyhound Rescue Central Coast, Friends of the Hounds up in the north coast of New South Wales. They quite often will take greyhounds that the greyhounds as pets, that is the industry, have rejected, and they will then work with those greyhounds and make them suitable for readoption. Mm. Any greyhound that is rejected twice by GAP can be euthanized. That's in the current rehoming policy of the Welfare and Integrity Commission. So if you have a greyhound as an owner who's racing the greyhound, you take it to GAP. If GAP tell you that they are full up or the dog is not suitable, you can then take it to a private rehomer. If they're full up, you then take it back to GAP, and if GAP reject the dog a second time, you then take it to the vet and have the dog killed.
It's really upsetting to hear, because as you said, we thought that there was progress being made and we thought that something was being done, but it seems like not enough progress is being made.
No, look, it's all smoke and mirrors. The government earn a lot of money from taxation from the gambling industry, and the gambling industry makes direct donations to the political parties. So it's an arrangement between the political parties and the gambling industry that financially suits them both at the expense of animal welfare.
So what regulations are the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds looking to implement or see put in place here in New South Wales and in wider Australia to ensure that these animals are being protected and that they are being their welfare is being put at the top of the priority list?
Okay, so our formal policy is that we would like to see the industry banned, but we recognise that that's not going to happen because of this cosy arrangement between the gambling industry and the politicians. So we're making five demands on the politicians. The first one is that they must implement whole-of-life tracking so that somebody is tracking the dog from the day it's born to the day it dies, mm-hmm. with proactive inspections to make sure that the dog's welfare is insured.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see safer tracks. There are every week, or throughout Australia, every day there is a death on a greyhound racing track, and there are thousands of injuries every year. Mm. So the University of Technology, Sydney, made a detailed study on how to improve the tracks, and Greyhound Racing New South Wales have not adopted the major recommendations of that report. Now, even if they are adopted, it won't eliminate on-track deaths and injuries. No. It will just reduce them.
Mm.
We want to see funding for the private sanctuaries and for private rescuers. Now, at the moment, private rescuers are funded by public donation.
Yes.
And indeed, some of the private rescuers themselves have had to sell their houses or mortgage their houses to keep their rescue service going.
Mm.
So we'd like to see that. We'd like to see sanctuaries set up so that retired greyhounds can retire to a properly run and fully inspected sanctuary to live out the term of its natural life. We want to see increased penalties for doping. A greyhound has 10 times more chance of being doped than a racehorse.
Gosh.
Yes, that's right. And we want to see a reduction in breeding.
Hmm.
40% of the dogs that are bred actually never race.
Wow.
Yes. So when they're about between 12 and 18 months old, they're taken to what's known as a trial track. And if they're too slow on the trial track, they won't make it to ever break it into the racing industry. Those dogs as well disappear.
Dennis, it's an industry that needs so much work. These are beautiful, beautiful animals that deserve so much more than humans are currently giving them. Thank you for all the work that you're doing to protect them. Unfortunately, we will have to leave it there, but thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to let everybody know what's really going on.
Thanks, Dennis. That was Dennis Anderson, the National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, talking about how New South Wales is either disappearing greyhound dogs or billing